Mystic Mondays on Triple M with psychic medium Michelle. Find Spirit Connections with Michelle now on Facebook.
Well, here we go on a Mystic Monday, and it's psychic medium Michelle joining me. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, Blandy, and everybody out there.
Wow, this is all new for both of us,
Of us, yes. Absolutely.
It is exciting. We'll see how we go this morning. Now, for those people who may not be aware, how did all this begin for you personally?
Oh, probably the first time when I was, long time ago, I'm 61 years old now, mm-hmm. So a long time ago when I was 4 years old, I was put in a home with some other people, siblings, and I think then I got so frightened that spirit came to me then, and so it's progressed since then. So at 6 years old, I had spirit sitting on the end of the bed, except I didn't know what they were, and they were just staring at me, not saying a word.
So could see them?
I could see them, but I couldn't hear them. And so I went to my dad and I told him what was happening. He said, oh, you've got to learn to be able to listen with your head, listen to thoughts, and because they're not going to move their mouth, and that's what they do. And so that's one of the ways that I learned to develop.
Yeah. Okay. Was your dad psychic then in order for him to come out and tell you that?
He was a World War II returned serviceman, but I don't know really. You know, he learned a lot of things. He learned that, and he loved the fact that people worship the sun and all of those sorts of things, you know, in the Guinea tribes and all that kind of stuff. So he just knew who I was and what I could see. And so I think he guided me. But I think his main concern was that I didn't go off track and I didn't use this to hurt people and those sorts of things.
So. Okay. Now, I have heard before, I don't know the truth, but I'd like to know your thoughts on it, that all of us to some degree are psychic. Do you agree with that?
We all are.
Are we?
Yes. It's simply called intuition.
Okay.
And we develop it to the nth degree. So gut feelings, you know, these days how scientists are saying, oh, you know, your gut's really smart.
Yep.
Well, I'm here to tell you it always has been.
Well, that's nothing new then.
Nothing new.
Now, what about for someone like myself? Now, you, when we sort of met up the other day, you sort of suggested to me that I'm the type of person who perhaps sometimes look at a negative side of things. Is that a gut feeling or is that just me being who I am and maybe not listening?
You mean gut feeling from me or you?
Yeah, well, for me, if I'm somebody who perhaps occasionally or maybe more than occasionally looks at perhaps the glass half empty rather than half full.
Yeah.
Is that me not listening or?
No, you're just a little bit reserved.
Reserved,
so,
okay.
So a lot of the time when I read people and they realise that I'm real, they can step back a little bit and that's just what you did, and which is very normal, just to step back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. So we're all to some degree psychic. Look, I'm keen to get this underway.
Yeah, sure.
Phone readings.
Yep.
It's something a little different for you, but we tested this out the other day and you didn't really have a problem with it.
It's very different for me. I really like the face-to-face or, you know, the Facebook readings and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see how this goes.
13 27 10, ladies and gents. If you would like a phone reading this morning with psychic medium Michelle, let's get it underway. It's coming up towards 22 to 9, Triple M, 13 27 10. We've met Michelle and now we're about to meet Steve, who wants a reading this morning. Good morning to you, Steve.
How you going, mate?
Oh, I'm very well. I'm going to pipe down for a sec and introduce you to psychic medium Michelle. Steve,
can you just tell me your name again, please?
Steve Redunz.
Okay, Steve. Hello, Steve. You're walking at the moment on a very straight track, a very narrow track. Can you confirm that for
righto.
Me? Yeah. Don't veer off that path.
Okay.
So stay on that track. Listen to your own intuition. Don't listen to other people at the moment. Okay, that's very important for you. Do you have a stomach problem?
Yes, I do. I've got a hernia.
Okay, yeah, because I could feel it and I could see it. So it's really, really important that you be very careful about what you're doing right now, even food. The other thing I need you to do, Steve, is be patient, because you're not very patient, are you?
No.
So be very patient with things at the moment. That's one of the reasons you got the hernia. You don't think before you do things.
Yeah, exactly. You got that right.
Yeah. And that's absolutely okay. You know, a lot of us are like that, Steve. So just, you know, stroll on into your life at the moment. Take your time with your life and get this hernia sorted out sooner rather than later at the moment. It's not really huge at the moment, but be aware of that. Okay. Do you have two older children?
No, I haven't, no.
Who are the two teenagers around you coming from your mother's side, so female side, please?
Teenagers? That would probably be... you got me thinking now. Teenagers. I've got 20-year-olds, like in their 20s.
Hello. So what I'm seeing is their height. Okay, so they look like teenagers. So around their 20s. So I feel that the male in that little group there needs to be thinking before he's doing things. Okay, there's something about a car, and he's having a problem with the car, and he's not thinking straight. So ask him to think straight.
Well, that's right. Actually, my best, he's got car problems. He wants to buy a new car.
Yep. So tell him to think before he does, and it's not all about speed, mate.
Yeah, well, he's a bit of a redhead.
Yeah, I can tell that. So, Steve, so we're on a sort of a tight thing here on this radio, and I'd like to get to see as many people as possible, and it's been really lovely talking to you, and just take a little bit of that advice on board.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Good on you, Steve. It sounds like you got something out of that this morning. We'll be back shortly at 16 to 9. It's at Mystic Mondays with psychic medium Michelle, the Big Breakfast Triple M. Hey, we've been joined by psychic medium Michelle, and we've had a couple of readings now. We had Sharon, but Sharon is not on the line, but you're saying you're getting
a few
things.
Yeah, I'm already getting messages. So,
okay, Sharon, hopefully you're listening.
So, Sharon, I don't like to leave things. So even though you're not here, I'm seeing a rose. Someone in spirit is giving you a rose because there's a birthday and anniversary coming up for you. You need to love yourself more, darling. You're having a little bit of a problem right now. So please open up. Please talk to people that you need to talk to. Your energy is just beautiful. Don't waste it on people who don't care about you. Love and light, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Landy.
That's it. Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
That was the quickest half hour I think I've ever had here in the Big Breakfast. Look, it was all a bit new this morning. Spirit Connections with Michelle on Facebook. If you would like to perhaps have a personal reading. We're going to do this again, though, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Mad if we didn't.
Yes, it's lovely. It's really lovely.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got a good vibe here in the old Triple M studio.
Yes. If you'll just settle down, Blandy, that'll be
really
good.
Yeah, well, I've just got to make sure the buttons are going okay? All right, I've just got to make sure the button's all right. We don't go off air and all that horrible stuff.
Oh, look, that's fine.
We've got a fresh news update for you next. Good morning.